And so this is the story, Juan Pelotero, as told originally to Dr. Espinosa by Bonifacio Mestas of Chamita, New Mexico. Juanito Pelotero was a gambler. One day, he gambled with the devil and lost everything, and the devil won his soul, and he took it. The devil had a daughter named Paloma Blanca, and Paloma Blanca fell in love with Juan Pelotero right away. But the devil didn't want Juan Pelotero to marry his daughter. He called for him and told him he had to perform 3 tasks. First, he told him, "You have to cut down this forest and plant it in wheat and grind the wheat and make me hot bread by tomorrow." Juan Pelotero went off sadly to see Paloma Blanca and told her everything, but because she was a little devil herself, she told him not to worry. "Lie down and go to sleep, and by tomorrow, everything will be done," she told him. He did what she told him. He lay down to sleep, and the next day when he got up, everything was done. He went and took the hot bread to the devil, and then the devil said to him, "All right, now I want you to move that black hill to where the red one is, and the red hill to where the black one is." And again, Juan Pelotero went to see Paloma Blanca. "Don't worry, I'll help you," Paloma Blanca told him. "Lie down and go to sleep, and by tomorrow, everything will be fine." He went and lay down to sleep, and the next day, when he got up, everything was done. He went and told the devil that everything was done, as he had ordered, and the devil was really mad and began to suspect that Paloma Blanca was the one who was doing everything. Then the devil told Juan Pelotero, "All right, this is the last one. Now you have to break a horse for me." And Juan Pelotero went away in despair and told Paloma Blanca all about it. Paloma Blanca told him, "The horse is the devil himself, my father. I'm the saddle, and my mother is the bit." And Juan Pelotero climbed on the horse and raked it with the spurs, and the horse didn't do a thing to him. And the devil was furious. "Paloma Blanca is the one who's doing all of this," the devil's wife told him. "Get out of here, you foolish old woman," the devil said. "It's just that Juan Pelotero is a bigger devil than we are." And then Paloma Blanca told Juan Pelotero, "Tonight we'll leave here. There are 2 horses in the stable, a fat one and a thin one. Choose the thin horse, and I'll wait for you in such and such a place so we can escape." That night, everyone went to bed, and Juan Pelotero went and got the thin horse and saddled it with Paloma Blanca's wooden saddle. Paloma Blanca spit 3 times in her bed so that the spit would answer when her mother spoke to her. Paloma Blanca went and met Juan Pelotero with the horse, and they both mounted it and left. When it was late at night, the devil's wife went to Paloma Blanca's room and said, "Are you there, Paloma Blanca?" "Yes, I'm here," answered one of the spots of spit. Then later, almost at midnight, the devil's wife began to suspect that they had run away, and she went to the room again and said, "Are you there, Paloma Blanca?" "Yes, yes, I'm here," another drop of spit answered. So the devil's wife went back to bed, but when it was almost dawn, she went again to Paloma Blanca's room and said, "Are you there, Paloma Blanca?" And the last spot of spit, which was almost dry, answered weakly, "Yes, I'm here." But the devil's wife went in to check and saw that Paloma Blanca wasn't there. She went and told the devil, and they looked for Juan Pelotero and didn't find him. And they said, "Those 2 have surely run away." And then the devil mounted the fat horse and went after them. When he was just about catching up, Paloma Blanca said, "I'll turn the horse into a church and you into the sacristan and myself into the bell. And if my father asks about us, tell him you don't know anything, that you're waiting for the priest to come and say mass." She did that, and the devil was angry when he got there and asked the sacristan if he had seen the boy and the girl pass by on a horse. The sacristan answered, "We're waiting for father to come and say mass." And the devil was mad, and he headed back home. When he got home, his wife asked him how it had gone, and he said badly, that all he had found was a church with the bell ringing, and the sacristan had told him they were waiting for the priest to come and say mass. "That was them, stupid," his wife told him. "You're so dumb. The church was the horse, the bell Paloma Blanca, and the sacristan Juan Pelotero." The devil said he was going to follow them again, and he started right away. He was catching up to them when Paloma Blanca said, "Now I'm going to throw down my comb." She threw down her comb, and all around them appeared canyons and forests and rivers. The devil couldn't get through, and he turned around again to go home. He got there feeling sad and disgusted, and again his wife asked him how it had gone. "Really bad," the devil said. "No one can catch up to those two. There were canyons and forests and rivers all around. I couldn't get through, so I came back here." The devil's wife was furious and told her husband, "This time, I'm going." And the wife climbed onto the horse and left. She was catching up to them when Paloma Blanca told Juan Pelotero, "I see my mother coming. She's the one who can catch us. Now I'll have to use all of my demonic powers. I'll turn the horse into the sea, I'll throw you to the other side, and I'll turn myself into a fish. When my mother sees she can't catch me, she'll utter a curse, and you answer her so that it won't be so." And when the mother got there and saw nothing but the sea and fish swimming around, she cast a curse at her daughter. She said, "May your husband forget you!" But Juan Pelotero didn't reply. And from there, Juan Pelotero and Paloma Blanca went to the town where he lived. When they were getting close, he said, "How can I bring you home on foot when my parents are so rich? I'll go and get something for you to ride in." And he set out for home alone. She told him, "Don't let anyone hug you, because if you do, you'll forget me." He got to his parents' house, and they were very happy to see him. But he didn't let anyone hug him. But when he was asleep, his mother hugged him anyway, and he forgot all about his fiancée. When he woke up, they asked him about his girlfriend, and he said, "What girlfriend?" because he didn't remember anything. His mother said to him, "But when you got here, you told us about your fiancée and said you would bring her here today." And he said that he didn't remember anything about it. So then, Paloma Blanca went ahead into town alone and waited for her chance. She moved into a house and bought 3 doves and taught them to dance. When the doves knew how to dance really well, she went to the king and told him she had 3 doves that could dance. The king asked her if she wanted to bring them to the palace to dance, and she said yes, but that he must invite all the people to come and watch. The next day, the king gave the order for all people to come together at the palace to see the doves dance. Paloma Blanca came with her doves and 3 switches to hit them with if they didn't dance well. The first dove started to dance, and Paloma Blanca said to it, "Isn't it true that Juan Pelotero went to my father's house, and my father ordered him to clear a forest and plant wheat and bring him hot bread after grinding the wheat and to do it all in one day?" The dove said, "Coo-coo-coo-coo. I don't remember." "Well, take that so you'll remember," Paloma Blanca said, and hit it with a switch. And then she made the second dove dance. And when it started to dance, Paloma Blanca said, "Isn't it true that my father ordered Juan Pelotero to move a black mountain to where a red one was, and a red mountain to where the black one was?" And the dove said, "Coo-coo-coo. I don't remember." "Well, take that so you'll remember," Paloma Blanca said, and hit it with a switch. And Juan Pelotero was there, and he could feel the whippings Paloma Blanca was giving the doves. Then came the last dove. Paloma Blanca made it dance, and when it danced, she said to the last dove, "Isn't it true that my father told Juan Pelotero he had to break a horse, and the horse was my father, the saddle was me, and the bit was my mother?" And the dove said, "Coo-coo-coo. I don't remember." And then Paloma Blanca gave it a good hard switching and said, "Well, take that so you'll remember." And that one hurt Juan Pelotero so much he remembered everything. He jumped up and ran to hug Paloma Blanca and said to her, "Now I really do remember." And then Juan Pelotero and Paloma Blanca were married.